Syrian filmmakers have been attending film festivals in Europe. Last week, the filmmakers attended the showing of a film called Our Terrible Country. The movie explores two men and their friendship at a time of kidnappings, war, and exile. Artists say Syrian films turn up the voices of the real Syrian people, who, after years of suffering, refuse to accept tyranny. In this documentary, a young man named Ziad laughs with his white-haired friend Yassin. They are in Turkey. They fled Syria after Ziad was captured and tortured by Islamic State militants. Yassin is in exile, fearing both Islamic State forces and the Syrian government. Ali Atassi directed Our Terrible Country. He says the movie is not about the past, but what happened as they were producing the documentary.
I didn't stop shooting when Ziad was arrested by the Islamic State. I continue with Yassin, and when he was released later, we continue. He came back to join us in Istanbul, and there the film took end.
While imprisoned, Ziad wondered if people like him and his friends are to blame for the Syrian conflict. They once dreamed of overthrowing the government of President Bashar al-Assad with peaceful protests. But nearly 200,000 people have died in the fighting. Ali Atassi says the film asks more questions than it answers. But he thinks the voices of secular activists are necessary for rebuilding Syria after the war ends. Those voices, he adds, are often marginalized by the media. He says the media like to describe Syrians as Islamist extremists, rebels, or supporters of the Assad government.
We fight from the beginning and we continue in our way, and we belong to the society. I don't think that the Islamists or the Assad belong to the future of Syria. The media don't want to see us, but we are here.
Ali Atassi says Syrians inside the country need to hear moderate voices.
But if you look to the role that the culture in general, but also the cinema and the short movie can play in this struggle, I think it's a major role. It's not about arm and army and invasion and that we can deal with the Islamists only, but it's also a culture struggle. It's about some value. It's about what the idea of the future Syria.
The Syrian aid group Bidayat produced Our Terrible Country. It is just one of a number of documentaries made in and around Syria. One of them is called Being Good So Far, Part 2. In this new short film, boys sing about freedom as they ride on the back of a truck in the city of Aleppo. In the song, Mr. Assad is not even human, and the supposed moderate rebels are rats that flee when they are bombed. The general coordinator of Bidayat, Christian Lutic, says it is this kind of complexity that gets lost in news reportings. The films have subtitles in English. Bidayat's website is in both Arabic and English. Christian Lutic says one filmmaker has been killed since the group started supporting artists last year. In addition, Islamic State militants are holding other people involved with the project as hostages. Despite the continued horror, she says, filmmakers give her hope that one day there will be a peaceful Syria.
And all the people I meet through the work we are doing in the last 3 years really give me a lot of hope, because I see how much they are willing to contribute to the development of their country, how much they are willing to defend the values that they have in mind.
Kristin Lutich adds one of those values is the dream of a Syrian democracy that includes all the people, without dictators and violent extremists. I'm Christopher Cruz. And now, words in this story. Torture, verb, to cause severe pain. Noun, the act of causing severe pain in order to harm, to punish, or to get information. Tyranny, noun, cruel and unfair treatment by people with power over others. Marginalize, verb, to put or keep someone in a powerless or unimportant position within a society or group. Subtitle, noun, words that appear with pictures during a movie, video, or television show, and that explain what the actors are saying. Now it's your turn to use these words in this story. In the comments section, write a sentence using one of these words, and we will provide feedback on your use of vocabulary and grammar.